The UN Security Council meets today for more debate about Iraq. The session follows a weekend of worldwide protests against the growing likelihood of war in the Persian Gulf. During today's debate, countries that do not have seats on the 15-member Security Council may express their views on what to do about Iraq. South Africa requested the meeting so that all nations would have a chance to comment on the latest progress report by the chief UN weapons inspectors in charge of disarming Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's going to happen at this meeting? Anything going to be decided today?
There aren't going to be any decisions. This is simply a chance for all of the governments who are represented at the UN to take a position on the issue of Iraq. Last Friday, when the inspectors, Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei, presented their report to the Security Council, the 15 countries on the Council all got a chance to speak in an open session. So this gives a chance for everyone else to talk. A UN official said yesterday that at least 40 countries so far have requested a chance to speak, and the meeting doesn't start until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so with that many speakers, it's not going to end until sometime tomorrow. And as you said, South Africa requested this session. South Africa is the head of the Non-Aligned Movement, which is a coalition of 115 developing countries, and they are very opposed to the possibility of war in the Persian Gulf.
So they can all state their opposition to the war, but will that affect any action by the Security Council?
If the majority of speeches are against the use of military action and in favor of letting the weapons inspections continue, which seems very likely, it could harden the position of countries who are on the Security Council who take the same position. At the meeting last Friday, most council members said they were in favor of letting the inspections continue after the inspectors themselves presented a report indicating that Iraq, you know, has shown some signs of cooperation with disarmament. And on the Security Council, France is the most vocal opponent to going to war, but both Russia and China also support continuing the inspections, and all three of them have veto power.
The United States and Britain are proceeding with another resolution that would authorize military force.
Yes, they are. They've been working on the language of a resolution that could be introduced after this meeting of the Security Council or perhaps at the end of it. They keep modifying the language of the resolution as events, you know, unfold, as things change. I suspect that the tone of the resolution is not as hard line as it was last week before the weapons inspectors delivered their last report. That report has made it much harder for the U.S. and Britain to get support for any resolution that would clearly put the Security Council on the path toward war.
What are the chances they can get the rest of the Security Council to approve another resolution?
That's hard to say. It may depend on what the language turns out to be. Last week, U.S. officials said they thought they could get the required 9 votes if no one vetoed the resolution, but that was before the weapons inspectors made their report.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in New York.